The biggest news story in the country. Everyone's talking about the mum with the baby at Art Barker's show for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. And the one man everybody's been wanting to hear from is Arj himself. And he's joining us now. Welcome, Arj.
Oh, hey, thanks a lot. Yeah, this is, they say it's the second biggest hush trial in the world right now.
Arj.
Argy Bargy. This,
it is actually the biggest Argy Bargy. And I heard you say, and I just love it, Curb Your Enthusiasm ended last week, but you literally are living a Larry David plot line at the moment.
Yeah, the joke works better when I do it, but yeah, I did say that.
And you're coming for me now.
It's been weird. It's been intense, but you know, I want to go on the record and say that for the starters, I don't have anything against babies. I was a baby once for nearly 2 years. And then again in my mid-30s in Amsterdam, but that was a misunderstanding. This was an unfortunate situation, but the thing, and part of the reason I'm doing as much radio as I can this morning, I am really grateful that you give me a chance, is I want to set the record straight on a few things that have been rampantly reported that are simply untrue. Whether she was breastfeeding or not is not something I could know, and I know
of
Nick,
course.
at least you know that when you're on stage in a theater, looking into the audience, it's like looking into a dark room while someone shines a flashlight in your face. You can't see details like that. I can see silhouettes. I could see what looked like a woman holding a child on her, you know, and that's all I could see. And I honestly could care less if she was breastfeeding anywhere. I'm pro public breastfeeding. It's natural. Kids got to eat. I got no problem with that. But it's not part of this story. If that was a father holding a baby, I would have done nothing differently. I'm making the rounds because I'm, you know, I've kind of got a fire. Yesterday I was like in shock, I got to be honest. But today I feel like, you know, I want to have my say because in a way I feel like I'm being slandered. The idea that the suggestion that I did it because I couldn't focus. Again, Nick.
Of course.
I mean, you got to get my back on this one. Comedians 100%. We can focus through a lot of stuff. You've done Adelaide.
Yeah.
Right? You do a show in the garden. That's like the Olympics of focus, you know, over there in Adelaide.
Adelaide Fringe Festival, for those that don't know, if you perform in the gardens, you can be doing shows next to bands playing, circuses performing. There's a lot of noise, a lot of outside noise. You've got to lock in and focus and get the job done.
But it'd be a bit different
done.
In a theater.
Absolutely.
It's quiet.
But this was a quiet theater where you can hear a pin drop. And it's, you know, it's a very theatrical setting. And I'm trying to perform my show to perfection. And it was about the audience is what I did this a fateful decision. It was about the audience's ability to be immersed in what I was saying and to enjoy the timing and the pauses and to enjoy the show. And that's purely why I did it.
Arj, has because we haven't actually heard what the baby did. Was it a babble? Sure. Was it a lot? Was it crying? Like how much was going on?
Actually, it was a fair question. It was more like, it was basically talking. But the important point is, again, you can hear a pin drop in a theater of that caliber, and I'm on stage, and the baby is literally between me and a majority of the audience, and so it's going to distract you. It's like you're watching a movie and a phone goes off or a kid screams. You know that it takes you right out of it. And
of course.
So, you know, and comedy is the worst for that. You know, when you're really trying to, you know, get your points across and build up that tension, it only takes one little thing and suddenly your joke only got, you know, 20-30% of the laughs it should have got.
Now,
this was a decision made on behalf of the audience, and whether it was the right decision or not, I'll let you all decide, but that's why I did it.
Yeah, now, Arj, I don't know if you've spoke to Trish since. I don't know if you want to, but she's actually called through. So we've got her on the other line.
Like a Jerry Springer.
Yeah. Are you there, Trish?
Yeah, I am, but I didn't realize I'd be speaking to Arj.
I got another interview right now. Hi, Trish. Nice. How are you?
I've been better, Arj. How are you?
Well, listen, since I got you, I really want to, you know, get together with you and discuss selling the movie rights.
Yeah, I heard.
I think we can make a lot of money. But actually, I'm going to run along. I'm going to talk to Husey. I might see you over there, Trish. But thanks, guys, for having me on the show.
Cheers, Arj.
See you, mate.
Bye.
Well, there you go. Trish, you've got a movie.
You've connected.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not the kind of person that wants a movie, to be honest.
Oh. Now, Trish, thank you for joining us.
And,
I mean, you couldn't imagine what you've, I guess, woken up to yesterday morning. You are the top news story in the country.
That's scary, yeah.
And, I mean, there's we just heard from Arj, and, you know, what's interesting, Trish, I didn't get a chance to say this because Arj ran off, but see, I thought, and Nick, you're here, that mm-hmm. comedians are used to hecklers. There's an environment where, you know, would a baby put
used to
you
doesn't
off
mean
that much? Because I've got to be honest, Trish, I, as a mum who has had small babies, being humiliated and asked to leave a theatre would be so distressing. I would find that really, really distressing. And I would have thought, back to the point that Arj didn't stick around long enough to make, but it's on the person at the Athenaeum who let you and your baby in, Trish.
For sure.
But once you're in there, I think it is really...
It's neither of their faults.
I know, but
it's not Arj's fault and it's not Trish's fault. Trish has got a baby that's crying and that sucks, Trish. I'm a dad of...
She wasn't crying, but...
Oh, the gurgling and the chatting away, but yeah, making the noise, of course. And yeah. Arj, I heard you in an interview say, if he could have just stepped off mic and... But it's his show. He's got to perform a show. There's 700 people there that have paid to see his show. He's not in the role of...
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. But I think...
is
you
that
know,
that
the
baby? Get it out.
You know what, guys? Look, you know, if anyone at any point had said she can't come in, I would have left. Can you get off it? No issue. And that's the four-year-old that I definitely would not bring. Yeah, if anyone had said you can't come in, that's no problem. You can't sit where you are, that's no problem. If Arj had have just for a second stepped off mic and said, do you mind leaving? It's disturbing me.
Trish,
I would
can't. Have... He's doing a show. He's in a live show. He's performing for...
I know
it's hard.
To be honest, it's hard to tell if he's joking. He's a comedian.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so that's difficult. But also what he did was he stood right in front of me and he used his mic and it was intimidating. He was... using his mic and his position on that stage to intimidate me. And then he threw it to the crowd to join in. And I don't think that that was necessary. And he's got a mic. He needs to use it. He's performing a show. I get your point.
And Trish,
but
that's just
one more thing.
Just to let you know, the only reason we use the mic in that situation is so people that aren't as close to the stage as you can hear what's going on.
Okay. Fair enough. That's a fair point. But it's how he said it, how he did it, and then how he stood and watched while we walked out, people abusing us, and didn't get in and say, hey, there's no need for that.
That's what, Trish, I'm with you. I'm with you on... Here's the thing. This is what I think's happened here. A lot of people are debating whether or not you should have taken a baby to a comedy gig. Yep, fine. That's
another
debate.
Everyone's going to have their own opinion. That's a separate issue.
I agree, but at the end of the day, Trish was there in a seat with her baby. Now, I think that that's something everyone had to roll with then. There were mistakes made that maybe the baby shouldn't have been there, maybe the baby shouldn't have been let in. But I don't believe you should have been publicly humiliated because I've had a baby and I've been in situations for whatever reason where I've been, whether it's a screaming baby on a train or a plane, I've been humiliated or made to feel sick. There's nothing worse. There's nothing you can do about that. That baby is attached to you.
Tokyo Subway.
So I don't like that you were humiliated. And
there was people yelling abuse. And for him to stand and not say anything, even if he was initially caught off guard, it just condones it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it just says that that's okay.
Trish,
that's why I'm speaking out, because it's not okay.
And I hate that people are trying to pick sides. I think you're right. Congrats. Yes. You got out of the house with a baby. That's bloody hard to do. And you got along to see a show at the comedy festival. Awesome. Arj is trying to do the show for the other 700 people. He's right to ask people to leave. I think you're both right. Anyone yelling at you on the way out, they're not on. That's no good.
Yeah. Well, and I agree.
Everyone wants to pick sides, but you're both...
Yeah, and everyone wants to pile on when someone's, you know, already in a bad position. And I just feel it's not a nice state of affairs. And if that's what society's like, it's a bit sad.
It is, and
scary.
I think, Trish, to that point that Nick's making, okay, you're right and Arj is right and everybody's got an opinion. And at the end of the day, you've both got great arguments in a debate. But I would say at the end of the day, Trish is a guest. She has paid money and she is a guest in that room. Do you humiliate a guest and have them walk out tail between their legs, well, being mocked and humiliated?
I think Arj was saying he wasn't humiliating. He just asked them to leave and then the other people have piled on.
I've got to be honest, I'm not a stand-up comedian. Suck it up. It's a baby babbling. Suck it up.
I get that he's saying it was polite, but if he thinks that what he did was polite, that's speaking to the very issue that I am trying to bring light to, because it's concerning if he feels that he was being polite in the way that he did that. And if he was polite, I would have been out of there. I would never have talked about it to anyone. I wouldn't have felt the need to.
And even Trish, you could sit there and maybe go, as you, because I've had my kids in places and gone, oh, I don't know whether I should have brought them here. You can have that feeling inside, but then to have everybody look at you and go, yeah, duh. I don't like that. So yep. Trish.
And I don't mind the odd baby in a stand-up show because it's funny to swear in front of them.
Trish, thank you for joining us. It was nice to have a moment where you and Arj seemed to get along well. There was chemistry, I've got to be honest.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Trish. We've got Jenny from Patterson Lakes has called through. Hey, Jenny.
Hi, Fifi. How you going?
Yeah, good, Jen. G'day, Jen. What are you thinking about all
good.
Of this?
I'm pretty angry about Arj's, I think, reaction as well on the radio just then. All he had to do was maybe just apologise if he did make her feel like that. I don't think that would have been too hard. And coming from someone who breastfed their babies and is a single mum, you don't get to go out much. You know, this is what's wrong with society. She has a right to go out. And
of course, Jenny.
Him to say it's distracting, he's okay then with men yelling out, get effed, get out of the show.
It's not
Why
what he said.
Okay today?
That's not what he said. He asked them politely to leave.
No, I'm not saying
the other men.
Men in the audience.
Yeah, that's
Why
awful.
Did he not call them out? He's okay because, sitting
Jenny,
there and asking a baby to leave.
I don't know
but
if
not
you've
abusive men.
Jenny, I don't know if you've ever performed an hour of stand up at a sold out Athenaeum Theatre, but the stakes are quite high and there's a lot going on and you're trying to control a lot of things in that moment. So he would have just asked that, trying to figure out, all right, how do I stitch this up, figure out how to keep the show going on. There are another 700 people here. It's not just about this woman and her baby. And if people were yelling out, maybe Arj didn't hear that. There's kerfuffle.
Here's it, yeah. Jenny. No, I'm with Jenny, and not only because he ran away from our show when he got confronted with Trish, but also had a crack at me. Like, I was just trying to retell his joke. I thought it was funny.
He really lent into you, didn't he?
But here's the thing. Everyone's job has difficulties. This is my thing.
Yeah.
You're grown men. You can handle a babbling in the crowd, can't you? It just seems, because I did read in, I didn't get a chance to tell him because he ran away, but I was going to say in his one of his online statements, he said there are delicacies with stand-up, it was all very delicate. Oh, come on. It's stand-up comedy. There's a babbling baby. Get on with it.
It's ruining it for the other people around them.
But was it? It hadn't even got to that stage. Here's the thing. I believe that if that baby was screaming its head off and actually started crying, I think she would have left, because I've had babies.
Yeah, of course.
If a baby's in the way of anything, you get up and move. We've got Shell in Sandhurst. Oh, hi, Shell.
G'day, Shell.
Hey guys, how you going?
Great, how are you?
Shell, are we wrapped? You've called. I'm not kidding. All morning I've said, we're hearing from Arj.
Yeah.
We're hearing from Trish the mum. It'd be great to hear from someone else who was in the room. And Shell, you were in the venue, the Athenaeum Theatre.
Yeah, literally sat two rows behind her, two people behind her, quite literally. She was sat in front of me and it was babbling and screaming out, not screaming, but a lot of babbling. And we could not hear Arj at all. And all of us were looking at each other and just going, can this baby? And I've got a 3-year-old myself. And
Should've
I was really furious. I was ready to get out and tell the staff to get her to leave. And thankfully, Arj did that at that point and kicked her out. So well done to Arj. He handled it really well. He did make a joke of it. And if she got offended by that, that's on her. She shouldn't. I have not been out all year, and I paid for a babysitter, and it was my one night out, and I could not hear Arj at all, and all of us around her could not hear a thing.
And Shell, Arj, before we're saying is, you know, as stand-up comedians, you perform in venues sometimes where there's outside noise and things. You've got to battle with these. So for him to stop down and say, you've got to go. It means it's at a level that is so distracting to those around
also,
the person.
It needed, Shell, I'm so glad you called because it needed this context.
But Arj said, like, I knew that.
Yeah, but I know, but we were
going
with
it's
one
a news
person.
Story.
I'm hearing one person's perspective, the other person's perspective. Shell, hearing what you just said, well, it does sound like maybe Trish should have known, my baby is a bit much, I should leave. So in that context, Shell, I think absolutely that the right thing to do was to leave.
And the way I will defend Arj here is that my job is I am a first aid trainer. So I teach first aid all day, every day. I'm very good at it.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone's mobile phone goes off or someone starts talking over the top of me, I lose my flow and I lose my rhythm. And I'm only performing to 8, 15, 20 people. He's performing to that huge theater there. And this baby was consistently gaggling, bubbling, on and on and on. Like, she needs to, she just shouldn't have bought the baby full stop. She ruined it for a good 50, 60 people that were sat around her. And I don't know how far that volume traveled, but it was definitely louder that she's making out on all these, the project and a current affair. I've watched all the interviews. It was annoying as hell. I would have walked out and asked for a refund because I couldn't hear anything. And Arj did really well. So she needs to just sit down. And shut up.
Hey, Shell, Trish was saying when she walked out, she was getting abused. Is that true?
There was a few people that went, way, good, well done. Yep, there was. I didn't hear any swearing of what she's saying. I heard the odd comment of, shouldn't have bought your baby, or good, get out.
Yep.
But shouldn't have bought your baby.
Yeah, and I think that, look,
I don't think you can just walk in anywhere you want with a baby and go, I've got a baby, everyone cease operations. I'm holding a baby. There's 8 billion people.
And I agree with that.
Can't just bring them in.
I think
there
are appropriate places, and it was a show 15 plus, and it's clearly an adult venue. I don't disagree with any of that. I think that's right. The baby shouldn't have been there.
And my baby kicked off at the Corner Hotel, Nick Cody Live at the Corner Hotel on YouTube. We've got a clip up on the socials. You know, babies kick off sometimes. It happens. But I think Arj did really well, and I know what sort of comic Arj is. He wouldn't have – he's definitely not abusing someone. It's just not in Arj's nature. He's not a yelling – you know, he does silly yelling as a part of his stand-up, but he's not an aggressive on the front
he's
foot.
He's not a spit the dummy sort of guy.
Thank you for calling through, because I do think it needed the
someone in the room.
An objective third party who watched it. So we really appreciate that, Shell.
Thanks,
thank you
Shell.
For calling through.